Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Long with the New Warehouse Podcast. I'm here at MODEX 2022. We are here in the booth, and we got a longtime friend of the podcast, Colin Mansfield, here. He's Director of Sales and Marketing with Yard Management Solutions, and he's brought a friend with him, Keegan Adams, who is the Business Development Manager as well over at Yard Management Solutions. So, guys, welcome to the booth. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Dude, it is always good to be here, man. Yeah. I'm stoked to be back on here. Love what you do with the podcast. Every chance I get, I'm telling people, you got to go listen to Kevin. He's doing something nobody else is doing. Not nearly as well. Love being here, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Obviously, you know, I love to have you on because you give me a great compliment. So it's good to have you as a guest. So Keegan, tell us a little bit about your story here. It's your first time on the podcast. So.
Yeah, no, MODEX is awesome. I love it here. You're the only podcast I've seen walking around, though. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I think I don't know if there's some other podcast guys here. I know there's some video guys doing some stuff and everything in the magazines and typical stuff like that, but this is the one to be at, right, is what we're gonna say. So tell us a little bit about Yard Management Solutions for people that might not be familiar.
So believe it or not, you know, there's a lot of inefficiencies in the shipping yard. Mm-hmm. That probably won't be a surprise to some listeners, but to others you go, wait a minute, what we've seen is that a lot of our customers that come to us, a lot of people that come to us, they've got really manual processes out in the yard.
Right.
In fact, I've seen companies that have robots building products inside of their warehouse, and out in the yard, they're using sticky notes, pieces of paper, radios, maybe an Excel spreadsheet or SharePoint or something like that. Unfortunately for them, that breeds a lot of inefficiencies. However, what that means is that they're growing. Usually when they're starting to experience this pressure, it's because they're growing, they're doing very well, and they're starting to outgrow those manual processes. And that's really that's where we step in. We go, hey, look, we do what the, you know, we do for the yard what has been done for the warehouse with the WMS, what has been done over the road with TMS and GPS and all these other solutions.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so your platform really kind of helps to organize that, like as you said, in the yard and give some more efficiency to those inefficiencies of the shipping yard, right? So,
exactly.
So you know, obviously it's a huge thing that's been going on and we see, especially, you know, when it comes to yards and looking at containers and, you know, how do we get containers moving through faster and where are the containers and all these different types of things. So obviously big help there. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, kind of what's going on with you guys lately since we last talked. I mean, we haven't talked in a while, actually,
yeah, it's been a little bit.
So what's new for you guys?
Man, it seems like we're always doing stuff that's new. But most recently, you know, we love coming to these trade shows because throughout the year, we'll have customers come to us and they'll say, hey, we have a problem, we have an issue, we have a challenge. Can you guys help with this problem X? I always tell when I'm doing leads, I say, I'd love to say that we just, you know, sit in a garage somewhere and we come up with incredible ideas and we go to trade shows, but that's... It'd be cool if that happened that way, but it doesn't happen. It's much easier. We just listen to our customers, and they say, hey, got a problem, you know, can you help us? And then we build new things. So the latest thing that we've been actually showing off here at Modex, we're up for the Best IT Innovation Award. This is our fifth year as a finalist. We've won it twice, and so that's between ProMat and Modex. And this year we're debuting what's called YMS Connect. We're focusing hard on integrations. The story is... About 2 years ago now, a customer came to us and they said, hey, we've got a WMS, we've got a TMS, we've got, you know, IoT trackers, we've got EDI with carriers. We got to log into all these systems individually.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're providing a solution for that. I'll let Keegan talk a little bit more about it.
All right.
Yeah. So it's really visibility over material flow.
Okay. Right?
So you got to have end-to-end visibility over where things start and where they end up. And it just so happens that we have a very user-friendly IO.
Okay.
And they can log in and see everything they need to see in a very friendly way and recognize where things are at and find information that they're looking for that's important to their operation really easy. And so they asked us, hey, can you show that information in your system? And we happily obliged. And it turns out there's no unique problem or challenge. And it's really resonated. I can't tell you how many times just today we've had people come up and say, hey, I have to log into 18 different things to manage my facility.
Yeah, that's wild.
Can you help with that?
Yeah.
And it's really awesome to be like, yeah,
actually
we can.
That's why we're here.
Do you see that big banner?
Yeah, so I mean, it's really interesting, and I think it is such a problem that so many people have. Like, you have like so many different systems, so many different things doing different things, and you know, bringing them all together into one system is incredibly aggressive and robust project to undertake. So being able to put something on top to allow you to kind of connect them all at the same time, I think is a huge thing. So rightfully so, it's nominated for the Innovation Award. But how did that kind of, I mean, I guess how did that idea come about? I mean, I'm sure that you had a customer that was complaining or something, but tell us the story there.
Yeah. So this customer said, we got all these systems, you know, what can you do? Like, and really, they were asking more for a broad, you know, what are the options here? We took a deep look into how we were currently integrating.
Yeah.
And a lot of the integrations a couple years ago were sort of like, you know, on the fly. We do it for a customer here, a customer there, and we're happy to do them.
Yeah.
So we actually made a great hire, one of our new employees who came in and has been redeveloping the system. And we just launched YMS version 2 January 1st of this year, which is a huge graphical overhaul, and you can check it out on the website or on social media, but more so it's a back-end overhaul to allow us to scale better and to allow integrations to flow easier. So that included our API. We've got a global API that works really easily.
Yeah.
And in fact, like this year, for example, we had a customer who came to us and they said, you know, we've got a great WMS, but it's a legacy system. You know, it's a system that doesn't have internet capability. It works really well, and we're not going to change it. But how do we get that into your system? And for those out there that have been around for a while, it was the AS400 system, which is pretty robust, and a lot of people are still using it.
Yeah.
So this individual, whose name is Raphael, he's one of my coworkers, he's our director of technology, I think is his title. He said, hey, great, we'll figure out a way to get this onto a SQL database, and then we'll use our API to pull it from that. And a little bit above my pay grade in my head, but he was able to figure it out, and this customer, you know, was certainly happy. So those are the types of integrations that we like to do, and now that we have that, we can make that available to, you know, anybody that comes to us with that same challenge. So that's where this came from, is, and this is where all of our innovations come from, is not, you know, some sort of stroke of brilliance or a light bulb, but customers having real issues. So YMS Connect is really just a natural evolution of that same idea. Okay, now that we've done it with a GPS for automatic gate check-in and check-out at a yard, you know, now we can make that available to anyone. We've even looked at how can we provide GPS units to potential customers and allow them to tap into that even when they haven't thought of it themselves. And so, you know, it's something that we're more than happy to do, and now we have a framework that allows us to do it very easily.
Yeah, I think it's a really great thing, because, like, I mean, the one customer's complaint is probably the same complaint of 1,000 other customers.
It's like the kid in the classroom, you know, raises his hand, everybody else is thinking it, but he's the only one who says it, you know?
It's kind of that old thing of, you know, there's only certain people that are going to ask why or why not, right? So and then when they do, you know, it changes things for a lot of other people. So it's good that you were able to create this and now expand it to and offer it to other customers as well. So you mentioned, Keegan, you know, people have been coming to the booth and asking for something like this, and you're able to say yes. But what else here at Modex are people coming to the booth asking about?
People are asking about appointment scheduling. People are asking about how do we go just beyond a visibility tool?
Right.
And how do I control my operation more better? Because our system really goes, in my opinion, a step above just a visibility tool.
Right?
Because it's not just data that you can look at and say, hey, this is where things are. Mm-hmm. You can actually manipulate that data.
Right.
And you can do cool things with that. Mm-hmm. And you can command people to take a trailer from one spot to a dock door and have it unloaded and have it updated throughout the entire system and be able to monitor that entire operation from one simple system that's easy to learn, simple to use, and be able to tell the health of your operation very, very effectively. Mm-hmm. I think beyond that, with V2, people are really excited about having a yard management system that's had so much attention put on it to where it's very well thought out and appears very clean. Mm. And I say very well thought out, and that is the sense that it is simple to use and so intuitive.
Yeah, what you see is what you get. You know, you look at it and, oh, can I touch this? Oh, yeah, I can. Like, it works like you'd expect it to.
Right, yeah.
I don't think we said this before. There's probably people, some number of people here at the trade show have come up. They've been exposed to YMS systems before.
Right.
This is really a very exciting time to be in the yard management industry. There's a lot of great competitors here that are doing have great systems, are doing things really well.
Yeah.
One of the differentiators for us is we're not an RFID system. Mm-hmm. We don't use barcode scanning. Mm-hmm. And some listeners might be going, okay, then how do you know? Yeah. we use a process-driven system. It's pretty easy. For example, if I wanted to move a trailer for a jockey, instead of having to call them up on the radio and they go, wait, did you say spot 9 or spot 5? I can just go, hey, drag and drop this trailer from the yard on my screen, on my tablet, or on my computer, up to the dock door. They have a tablet in the cab of their vehicle, and it says, hey, move this trailer from spot 7 to spot 9.
Okay.
They hit accept, they hit start, they hit complete, and the system tracks where that trailer is and then shows it on a map. So when I say process driven, I'm not saying it's magic. I'm just saying employees are reporting what they're doing, and the system's updating. And it's incredible. I mean, for us, the concept of dragging and dropping a trailer is very, like, it seems very, very, like, well, I mean, some of the big companies here, they show up and they go, holy cow, we need this, man. That's so easy. Yeah. It's like blowing minds. So it's very exciting. And more than anything, I think we just love getting the word out about it. I mean, even if somebody chooses to go with a competitor, it's just such a time and money saver. You got to get something. I always joke. I say, "Yeah, our competitors are our best salesmen. They're really good systems out there." But I'd highly encourage anybody that's even remotely interested, go out there and take a look, because it's a place in the facility and in the industry that is usually a blind spot.
Something that I want to touch on before we leave on RFID is I've had a lot of people ask that same question. How do you know?
Yeah.
In a yard check, like, I need it to be RFID based, because that way my jockey driver can just drive down the aisle and confirm the position of each trailer.
Right.
But what I've found out from conversing with these people is that a lot of them are frustrated by RFID, because if you have a jockey driver who's driving too fast down an aisle, it will actually ping that trailer in a wrong position and update your yard inappropriately and cause a cascading effect of just headaches for them and inefficiencies. Yeah. Furthermore, if it falls off or dies, it'll create an error. It'll fall off into a snowbank, one of them said, and just get covered by snow, and then they'll ping by it and they'll never know what's there's lost, like a ghost trailer there. They're like, how do we get away from this?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can only be as good as your technology. And if that technology catches up, I think it'd be amazing to be able to utilize it. Yeah. But right now, a process-driven system is really good if your system is simple to learn and easy to use. If it is so intuitive that it doesn't make sense to try to find a workaround, right, then the system will always be kept up to date properly.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of people haven't thought about that because they're only familiar with systems that maybe are a little bit more complicated, a little bit more cumbersome and not so visual.
Yeah.
But our system has that ability to be extremely visual and extremely easy to use to the point where it's pretty much paint by color.
Yeah.
And even if something like that happens, we make it pretty speedy. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really interesting because, you know, the user interface, I think sometimes it gets lost a little bit in the shuffle because you hear about all these new technologies and all these things and, you know, it sounds like, oh, yes, I need, like, the latest tech, like, the cutting-edge stuff, like, give me that. And then you look at the user interface or the application itself and, like you mentioned, something as simple as a snowbank could throw off the whole thing and it'd create this, like, ripple effect in your whole operation and you're totally thrown off and it doesn't make any sense. So, you know, the ease of use and obviously drag and drop is something that we know, you know, as humans, right, in our everyday
I've moved an app on my phone before.
Yeah, we can move stuff around, right? We can do that. So the fact that you guys are able to bring that to the table as an offering and really create that simplicity within the customer's perspective, I think is a great thing. So now I'm curious, you know, you guys are younger guys here, right? And, you know, supply chain industry as a whole is a bit older, right?
Sure.
So what do you guys think from MODEX this year that you've seen so far? Like, what is the cool stuff here?
Oh, man, that is a great question. Walking around, and I haven't, unfortunately, I've gotten the chance to drift a little bit in my haze between demos and sort of take a look.
We've been so busy.
Very busy. But the thing that's really stood out to me, having been here 2 years ago, of course, ProMat, unfortunately, you know, ripped last year.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, 2 years ago here at MODEX, there was a few robots, a few, you know, of these really neat sort of, but this year it's like, it's exploded.
Yeah.
And I just see all these autonomous vehicles. I see all these warehouse robots. I see all these, you know, picking automation and you know, the arms that are picking up packages and moving them. I don't know all the right words for it, but I'm walking around just like, holy cow. It's really cool to see how far the industry has come in only a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. For us, you know, we're always looking at, you know, where can we go next? Where can we go next? I'm really excited because all these vehicles, you see all these autonomous vehicles.
Right.
We've been talking with some exciting potential hardware partners. How can we automate jockey vehicles? How can we automate you know, more things in the yard?
How can we automate the dock door so that we know exactly what's going into a trailer and have touchless from end-to-end supply chain? It's becoming more and more reality. It's like right there. Like in the next 5 years.
I mean, we were just talking about this company that's right across from you that's doing battery technology. And just, I mean, it's so neat to see so many companies out here thinking through not just, okay, you know, neat widgets and neat, you know, and there's places for those.
Yeah.
But like, how are we going to revolutionize what's going on? You know, how can we store power better? How can we, you know, encourage people to take a look at not just the end result, but also like where this stuff is coming from? And I'm just very excited. I think we've, even despite COVID, despite all of the slowdowns that have been happening, the incredible, I'm living in California, the ports that are down there that are just real clogged up and have been, even with all that, people are still finding the time to improve their operation in some very powerful ways, and the companies are stepping up to provide those services and those products.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's amazing to see all the different things that are going on here. I mean, some of the technology is just insane. And I do have to give a shout out to the booth across here, Ethium. They've been providing us with the coffee and some snacks
Those are some good friends.
So they're good to have across the way. So I will have to do that. So I want to thank you guys for coming by the booth, obviously. Great to connect and great to hear your thoughts on what's going on at MODEX and also to hear about the newest stuff from Yard Management Solutions. So if people want to find out more information about Yard Management Solutions, how can they do that?
YardManagementSolutions.com. You can Google yard management solutions. We're always in the top five results. You can take a look at that. But you can find us on LinkedIn as well, same name. Connect with me, Colin Mansfield or Keegan Adams. We're happy to discuss more and answer any questions. Usually how it works is you set up a demo. We do it online. It takes about an hour. Learn a little bit about your operation. Then we can send pricing over so you can take a look. Yeah, we love doing business with the companies that are growing and that are scaling. So even you got a little inkling, I wonder if we could use this. Happy to talk more.
Yeah. All right, great. And we'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Colin and Keegan, thank you so much again for coming by the booth and enjoy the rest of the show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.